Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. The Waco History Podcast is sponsored by Brotherwell Brewing on Historic Bridge Street in Waco.
Welcome to the Waco History Podcast. We're going to air for you over the next few months a special series of Waco History Living Stories. These were segments that were originally aired on KWVU here in Waco. They were produced by the Institute for Oral History editor, Michelle Holland, and narrated by two fabulous narrators, Louis Mazet and Kim Patterson. And so these highlight oral histories from the collection of the Institute for Oral History at Baylor University, which I direct, which has been around since 1970 and has over 1,000 interviews related to Waco and McLennan County history, and we're happy to highlight those here. This Living Stories vignette dives into newspapers during the Great Depression.
During the Great Depression, newspapers struggled, alongside other businesses throughout the country, as many of their customers were having to pinch pennies like never before. At the time of this 1974 interview, Harlan Fentress was chairman of the board of directors of Newspapers Incorporated, which owned the Waco Tribune Herald. He recounts his days in the advertising department of the Waco News Tribune during the early 30s.
We had a good many promotions because business was bad in those days, and we would create events which would supply advertising. Well, let's say we had a Father's Day coming up. Most of the merchants didn't pay much attention to it. We would create a Father's Day special edition or a special section of the paper, things of that nature.
In addition to the Waco papers, in the 1930s, Newspapers Incorporated owned several small-town newspapers in Texas. Fentress recalls the challenge of collecting payments in Breckenridge, where the bulk of distribution was rural.
Our circulation man would start out with some old model cars, probably an old Willis Knight or something like that, with a half-stock trailer on behind it. And he would come back in the evening with a couple of sheep, a dozen chickens, 4 or 5 dozen eggs, slab bacon. He paid for their subscription that way.
Longtime Waco newspaper editor Harry Province describes the Waco Times-Herald, the afternoon paper, during the Depression years.
The staff was trimmed to the very bone, and the people who were still there, who'd been there during the early 30s, recalled a 10% salary cut more than once just to keep the thing going. As a matter of fact, in 1938, we had a 10% salary cut out of a clear blue sky in June of 38. I got married and got a salary cut all in one easy operation. They never got to the point of requiring us to buy our own pencils, but they doled them out like they were selling them to us, and it was just against the rules to spend any money that you could possibly get out of. The papers were small, there wasn't enough advertising to, well, if we got a 16-page paper, we just thought the millennium had come. Most of the issues, if you go back through our files, 8, 10, and 12 pages, year after year, during the 30s.
Province explains the journalism term close editing and its importance during the 30s.
The minimum number of words to convey the story. As I said a while ago, we had small newspapers. Our standing orders were to get all the news in the paper, and that meant that the superfluous language just had to go. We wore out of many a black pencil marking through whole paragraphs and sentences and words.
The Waco News Tribune and Waco Times Herald weathered the economic slump of the 30s and merged together in 1973 to form the Tribune Herald. No doubt, Fentress and Province could have drawn parallels between the Great Depression and the recent Great Recession concerning their impact on the newspaper industry.
Thanks for listening to the Waco History Podcast. Like what you heard? Subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes so we can reach more listeners. You can find show notes and info on every episode at wacohistorypodcast.com and more info on Waco's past at wacohistory.org. Our theme music, used with permission, is Cross the Brazos at Waco, performed by the late Billy Walker. For more info on Billy's music, go to billywalker.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.